You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming today with Andrew Schultz. He's absolutely blowing up right now. He's got a show on IFC called Benders. You should definitely check that out. I wanted to update you. I have some shows coming up. If you go to my website, jtraincomedy.com, that's jtraincomedy.com, I'm going to be coming to Chicago, Dallas, Austin, Boston, Connecticut. So I'll be coming around to you. I'd love to have you at shows. Go check out my website, jtraincomedy.com. Also, this Thursday, I'll be at Caroline's doing my show, Dudes Being Dudes with J-Train. If you'd like to come, tickets are $5 if you go on the website and use the promo code TOTES. Enjoy today's episode. It's an awesome one. We have a lot of fun.
Welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, girls, thank you. I start every episode, thank you, because it's amazing how into the podcast you guys are. I love hearing from you guys. I love that you're sharing it with friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends, your sorority sisters, your fraternity brothers, your real brothers, your real sisters, your parents. Yeah, get them on. Tickle my nuts with your parents listening to the podcast. Give them. Get them involved. I love it. I love that you guys reach out on Snapchat and take pictures of you listening. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. Keep doing that. Keep bringing the heat, and I am excited about today's episode. Very excited for today's guest, Andrew Schultz. Thank you for coming on,
You're
man.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Pumped to have you on, man.
Yeah.
You guys, he's got a new show.
I feel like I have to match your energy.
No, you do
it's a
you.
A lot of energy.
We bring the heat right out of the gate. You guys, Schultz is awesome comic, so funny, and he's got a show out on IFC Benders.
Yep.
Thursdays at 10 on IFC. He's also got his own podcast, The Brilliant Idiots Podcast. Explain the podcast.
With Charlamagne, the guy.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We do a podcast together, The Brilliant Idiots, and we just basically, we're just a bunch of idiots. Every once in a while I say some brilliant shit. We just talk topical stuff, and
nice.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. So get involved with that, and also make sure to get involved with Benders. It's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Give us a one-minute synopsis of Benders.
Benders is it's four guys who play the worst division of rec league hockey.
Okay.
The way I describe it is it's basically like Entourage if they never went to Hollywood.
Okay.
Like if Vince auditioned but didn't get it and then moved back and he still worked at Sbarro's.
Yeah.
And they never really did anything with their lives except played rec league hockey. That was their best thing that they had going. So it's cool, man. It's been hot, man.
Awesome.
I just liked it. Yeah.
That's great. So everyone go check that out. IFC Benders Thursday at 10. Schultz, you can find on Twitter at Andrew Schultz, AndrewSchultz. Go find him. Are you ready to answer some emails?
I'm ready.
Are you pumped? You good for this?
You're pumped for both of us.
I'm pumped for both of us. I bring the heat, man. Okay. We had a lot of questions this week. The emails keep getting better. If you want to send an email, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. So we're here every Tuesday. There's been a lot of emails about, trying to pick up chicks.
Cool.
Let's look at this one. This one's called...
I'm single now, man. I'm back out there.
So this will relate.
Let's go.
This is called Return from My Hiatus. Hey, Jew Train. I have a question that is going to make me seem like the biggest boner around, but fuck it.
Okay.
I'm a junior at a large public university in the Northeast. I've just experienced a horribly long breakup with a girl that I'd been with for about 3 years.
Similar to me. I was four in the game.
4 years. And breakups are tough.
Breakups are tough, man.
Was there any specific reason or just...
That we broke up?
Yeah.
I think you come to realize after a while, like for me, I just wasn't happy, and that doesn't mean that she's not a cool person and I'm not a cool person. Just sometimes we don't kind of link up,
Dude,
not
everybody, it's so, and it's like the less famous but more more often than not, this 99% of the relationships don't end because something, one thing happened.
No, it's just
because
you don't connect.
You're a good person, yeah. I'm a good person, wasn't the match.
Yeah, not everybody's an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you gotta find somebody that is your iced tea or your lemonade. For me, we were cool. We actually
not
really,
everybody's an Arnold Palmer.
It's
like,
not.
The right mix.
That's the perfect mix,
it's
right?
A little bit of iced tea, a little bit of lemonade.
Some of us are, what is it, olive oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, which is
I
like,
love that. I love that description.
Force it to be together.
Yeah.
But in their natural state, they don't want to be with yes. each other at all.
And it's like, and it's so. Even, it's like the, at the end of a relationship, I've ended things with, you know, a few different girls I've been yeah. broken up with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, and they always are like, why? And it's yeah. like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, why do I want to, you know, fuck a chick I see on the subway every day. That never stops. It's like, but
that's not why you should break up. You should never break up because you want to fuck other girls.
But, well, why should you break up?
Because you don't have fun with that person.
Yeah.
Fucking other girls is natural. Like, if you're breaking up with a girl because you want to fuck other girls, that's like breaking up with a girl because you're hungry. Like, okay. It's not her job yeah. to make you not hungry.
Okay.
Right? But fuck it, for breaking up with a girl because when you two hang out, you don't have fun,
yeah.
that's the reason.
I mean,
or well, she disrespects you or does something like that. And same with chicks.
It's usually, I mean, even so, like, I've always found, I'm like, it's just the little shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah. this didn't match. Like, something like, it's like, if I explained one situation that I saw that I was yeah. like, I would sound insane.
Like,
you
what?
Know, like you disagreed with Google Maps. And I was like, I can't deal with this the rest of my life.
That means.
I someone who would say, well, the Google Map direction is wrong. I'd be like, I don't know how we could connect on this level
here's
anymore.
The thing. Here's the thing about that. I
always agree with Google Maps.
I understand what you're going through right now, but I got a lot of friends that might be like, nah. Like,
you know,
because I got friends that would disagree with Google Maps. Like, I'd
really?
Say, it says to take the FDR, and then my friends were like, nah, the FDR is packed. And it's like, it says it's not packed. I'd be like, nah.
Man, I trust Google Maps over family.
I know. I'm with you on that. But like, my feeling is, if there's something about her that disagrees with Google Maps that you don't like, that's one thing. But I can accept like little idiosyncrasies.
I accept idiosyncrasies, but something like that to me is like, we're from two different planets.
Sure.
You're from planet, you can't trust Google Maps.
Yeah.
and I'm from planet, I think we should trust Google Maps.
No, that's important to you. You gotta realize what's important.
What I'm saying is I whack off to Google Maps every night. Hey. That's my thing.
Yeah, listen.
So this guy's going through it. Let's say, he wrote, this has been coming for a long time, so I'm already over it. Here's my issue. Getting back to school this fall, I've had no problem getting with girls when I'm shit-faced.
Yeah,
drunk confidence, if you will.
Yeah.
But I've had a tough time getting back into the sober game.
It's not drunk confidence. That's another thing.
So what is it?
It's just you're hitting on uglier girls.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not, it's the same confidence.
It's beer goggles.
Exactly. So, yeah. And this happens to all of us. As we get drunk, we're like, yo, I got so much game. It's like, no, yeah. you would hit on five sober and do well if you wanted to hit on them.
Yes.
But you don't. And that's totally fine. I think drunk confidence is good to a certain extent. Like, get drunk, get out of your head. That's healthy.
Get some reps in there.
Yeah.
Loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, when you're recovering from an injury, you get on steroids.
Yes.
Once you get back in the game, you could come off the steroids.
It's like jumping on a treadmill and doing that like thing with your foot first.
Yeah, or like holding on the sides when you run. Yeah,
and then getting onto
it. Like how girls do at the gym where they put an incline and then just hold onto the bar so that they walk straight. That's not even, there's no incline now. You're just walking straight, leaning back.
Now you're just holding on.
Exactly.
And so this guy, he's writing, but I've had a tough time getting back in the sober game. There's this one girl in two of my classes that's a solid 8-8 question mark.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Okay.
Area code method, face, body, personality.
8-8 question mark.
So he doesn't know her personality because they don't know each other, but 8-8 is pretty good. We haven't talked much and she seems shy, so that's why there's a question mark for personality.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to talk to this girl without seeming like I'm going out of my way to talk to her or overdoing it like a douche. Any advice for a dude getting back in the game after an overextended hiatus? Love the podcast. I'm a longtime listener and even started to listening to Man Samps podcast.
There you go. Yeah, I really appreciate it, buddy.
Keep up the good work. So I've gotten a few questions. It's like a lot of people, I've gotten a lot of similar ones. A lot of people are saying, how do you approach a situation, let her know you're interested without looking like a creep?
Yeah, it's tough. I first have one issue with your system of ranking women.
Okay, go for it.
Personality, you can't rank.
Really? Okay.
Because personality is completely dependent on me.
Totally. So right? Wouldn't you say the face and body is totally dependent on you? Nah. You think those are there's no subjectivity.
There's no subjectivity. No. Face and body is just symmetry. Yeah. Like Denzel Washington's face is literally perfect. You could cut it in half and then and cut it in half again and it folds over each other.
Okay.
So that's why he's good looking, okay. Right? Like so I love it when people are like, "Oh, I'm into this." No, you're not. We just like shit that's even.
Well, yeah.
You know, so
I mean, we are all like depressingly alike.
Yeah, it's not that. You know? Listen, that's another thing. Once you get like sued, like kind of, I'm not calling myself famous, but once you get on TV, you realize how unique you are. Like, I constantly get tweets like, "Yo, this is you." And it's just like a loaf of bread that has like a Sicilian kid on it. And it looked exactly like me. Like, exactly.
I get a lot of people that send me pictures of their like buddy. And I'm like, "Oh, those are my eyebrows."
Yeah, the exact same. Yes. It's like we look the same. So they're just some of us are more symmetrical. Boom. So, but the personality shit, like, there could be a girl that has a great personality, but if you don't find me funny, your personality sucks.
Yeah, well, it's like the oil and water thing.
Exactly.
It's the Arnold Palmer thing again. Well, I mean, it's coming from his perspective. So he's saying, this personality to me, I'm mixing with a level of a
it's a 10 to me. Yeah. Boom. Okay, and then you got to look at it like, okay, what would I do if I had a 10 to me personality with an 8-8? Gotcha. Okay, now I feel, the best system ever, I thought was Patrice's system.
What was it?
Oh, so he had two divisions. Right, okay, they were like it's like there goes ugly, regular, bad, and then ugly, regular, bad. So each one has three within it. So you could be a badass ugly bitch.
Okay.
Right? Or a regular ass regular bitch. Or a badass bad bitch.
That is so.
Or you could be an ugly ass bad bitch.
Yeah.
And once you say this, you know exactly what you're talking about. You're like, "Yo, it's like that hot girl at the club, but her feet are a little fucked up, but she's hot. She's a badass ugly bitch."
Okay.
And it was just the greatest system I've ever heard because, or like a badass regular bitch, which is like a hot chick but like she can't dress good.
Okay, so she's just like kind of like normal looking.
Yeah, she's like from like Oklahoma, but she's hot.
Too white bread.
Exactly. And you're like, "Yo, this is the perfect girl because she doesn't know how hot she is."
Yeah. Not knowing how hot you are.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like a goes a long way. Yeah. So anyway, that's the system. But with this guy, what should he do with the girl?
How does he basically, these guys want to know, how do you approach someone without looking like a creep? Like, and I think that's a thing, especially when you're in
that's
a relationship.
All about how you feel about
but
yourself.
Also, when you're in a relationship, you're looking at everyone being like, "Oh, hooking up is easy," because you don't have to be out there. It's like telling people, you know, "Oh, like a Monday morning quarterback."
Yeah,
is no, all right. All my guys and buddies in relationships are like, "Oh man, being single must be awesome." And you're like, "Well, I mean, it's okay."
Yeah.
You think it's easy. You think you'd walk out there and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah.
And that's not how it goes.
No, it's not how it goes, man. It's, in the situation, I think when talking about approaching a girl, it's like, I really blame women for why men are so nervous about this shit, because like we constantly get shamed for any way we approach a girl. Like,
there's no line. Like, if there was a line, we'd all know it and we'd all say it every fucking minute.
Let's be honest. We're just getting shamed for not looking the way they want us to look. Mm. So like, it's a really funny system, because if we shame women for the way they look, we're assholes.
Yeah.
But constantly, girls are tweeting about this whole shit. Stop treating me like an object. Or this guy just walked up to me today and said, "You're beautiful." Like, be original. But here's the thing. If Brad Pitt walks up to you and says, "Be original," says, "You're beautiful," that's the best pickup line you've ever heard.
Game over.
So you're really shaming somebody for not looking the way that you want to look.
It's just some ugly dude who said something.
How am I supposed to have a personality with hello?
Yes.
There's no way to show you who I am, what I do with the opening line. So when it comes to an opening line, it's really her judging how you look. So if she doesn't like your opening line, she's really just saying you're ugly.
That's kind of where my advice would come in for these guys. I have a strategy for this.
Okay,
I'm
going to
help these people out. I call it the side comment.
Ah, okay.
Bring the side comment, okay? And
what's
this
the
helps
side
you
comment?
In sober situations.
What's the side comment?
Wherever you are that you have in common with this girl, the gym, the bar, this guy's in class, they have something in common. So class.
Yeah.
So they get homework assignments or they have a big test coming up. Make a statement
about the test, that
test or that thing. Like if you're at the bar, "I wish they'd play more Taylor Swift," right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she looks at you. She can say, she will, like in comedy, there's yes and.
Ah,
so like
that's
she
great.
Will either, if she yes ands you, and it means if you went in the bar and you looked at a girl and you're like, "Don't you wish they'd play more Taylor Swift?" And it's kind of jokey, like you're talking about a singer.
That's great.
You know, you just like,
phenomenal.
And you just bring it up and she will go, "Totally." And she'll laugh and then she'll say something else. Or she'll go, I don't know what you're talking about, and just turn away. That's her. If she turns away, doesn't, if she knows you, then that means she is not into your face. She doesn't like how your face looks.
That's great.
If she yes-ands you, she's saying yes. You're opening up barriers. You're talking about Taylor Swift, and then you can get into other subjects. So this guy who's in class, you guys have that commonality of class, right?
You know
right?
what else is great about this is it reduces public humiliation.
Totally.
If you so that's the real big issue with talking to a girl, right? It's like if I go and talk to her, I'm very vulnerable. She can make me feel like shit. Mm. So, but if you just make a side comment, if she doesn't respond to the side comment, she's the bitch.
Yes.
Everybody in the class is going, ugh, how unfriendly is she?
Totally.
He's just talking about the class.
Yes.
And you can't even respond.
Even if he doesn't do it, even if he doesn't do it publicly. Like if he just goes up to her as there's walking out. Walking in, walking out, that's your time to make your side comment.
And don't go up. Just be in the same area.
Exactly.
Like you're leaving together. Nothing should be a plan. It shouldn't be approached. There should be no pressure.
Like totally. Yeah, that's great. Because here's the thing that and what you're saying is the girl will tweet about. What's she gonna tweet about? A guy said this test is gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah. And if you say the test is gonna be hard, like I do it at the gym all the time.
Yeah.
So I was at Barry's, I was telling you before.
Yeah.
And
tons of hot chicks
and there's this moment between getting off the treadmill and going to the floor. What I'll do is I'll make eye contact with a hot chick and be like, holy shit, right?
And
then one girl I did it to, she was just like, what? And I was like, oh, she doesn't like my face. But then there's another girl that was just like, yeah. Oh my God. And now
you've started something.
Now I can go to her after class and be like, and repeat that.
But you know what? I wouldn't even take that as the first girl who went, what? I wouldn't even take that as a diss to you, because a lot of times people are so in their head, especially in New York City, they're not in they're not even ready for conversation.
Yes.
I know I'm not ready for conversation until maybe 1 p.m.
I hear
you. So if somebody says something to me, I'm always awkward about it. So I wouldn't even take it as a bad thing. You put yourself out there. You presented yourself as a fun person. You're not asking her to stop what she's doing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So you could just have a side comment as well. But now you guys have, it's great.
The side comment is a great strategy.
I'm really into it.
Me too. I appreciate that. Guys,
but make sure it's not crazy.
Don't be crazy. You can be even funny with it. I think at the bar, I always do that. At a bar, I'll go to a bar by myself sometimes and I'll just be like, and you just say something a little bit weird, a little bit askew, but not too crazy.
Yeah.
Something, you know, like, every like meme that's out there is just like that's a side comment waiting to happen.
Abortion should be illegal. That's what you just got
crazy into politics.
You just say that and then take a sip of your beer. She's like, "What?
What
are you talking about?
Where did we just go?" TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending your emails. We're here with Andrew Schultz.
Yes.
Benders every Thursday, 10 o'clock. Get involved. Funny ass show. Get involved with that show.
Thank you.
Overly Attached Mom.
I don't know. I can't relate, man. My mom's Scottish.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's just, they don't have like emotion like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, just, there's no. I remember the first time I met my my Scottish family members, and I was maybe like 20 years old or something like that. And I went and I hugged them and kissed them on the cheek, and they acted like I pulled my dick out and started masturbating. Like they were like so they got really rigid and uncomfortable. You know how like
nothing worse than a bad hug,
dude. You know when like the movies where like a rape victim sees their rapist again in a different scenario, and like the rape victim like freezes up and drops their coffee and they don't know what to do. That's how my entire family was at a cheek kiss.
Oh.
So my mom, she's more Americanized. She's more loving, but she's not like an Italian or like a Mediterranean mother.
Mom is all over me.
Of course, my mom.
So there's sometimes where I'm like, do you want to date me? You know, like I
she
that
does want to date. She's created you to be the man she wants.
I agree. So it's kind of like when you're fighting with a girl you're dating, she just goes, "Don't touch me." And you're like, "Oh, I'm never touching you again. I don't think I can find my penis anymore." You know? I can see eye to eye with this guy. "Dear Mr. Freed, I'm a high school senior and I have a serious problem. Only child and live with my mom. Mm-hmm. Since the senior year has started, my mother has become extra clingy and rather annoying." And he puts in parentheses to put it nicely. "As this is a goal I think every mom should have, it has gone over the top. She's actively using Twitter and Instagram with a burning passion, and I'm all she posts about. She constantly tags me and my friends, in parentheses he writes, which includes dudes I've gotten hammered with and gals I've kind of friends kind of spoon buddies with, and she is essentially cock blocking me from the girls. My buddies have asked me to tell her to fuck off and stop blowing up their notifications, and quite frankly, I have no idea how to go about doing that. I've tried in the past asking her nicely to jump off the Twitter train for a little bit, and she immediately took it personal and claimed I was ungrateful for having such a loving mom. This is a tough spot.
Yeah.
So my question is, how do I get her to have her own life? I realize I'm going to have be gone in a year or so, but what if it gets worse? What if I can't slay any precious Buckeye poon? Because I love precious Buckeye poon.
Wow.
Because my mom is all over my damn Instagram, Twitter feed calling me her hubby. Oh, that fucking sucks.
That's weird. You got to get her on Bumble.
You got to get her dating.
You got to get her
shit
a man.
On somebody else.
Because I think moms are kind of like, I assume that his mom and dad, her mom and dad are divorced, or she doesn't have a dad. He doesn't have a dad anymore or something like that. And I think she's kind of like a baby mama in that way. Like, baby mamas, from my understanding, from talking to friends, are never happy until they have a new man.
Yes.
Like, if you have a baby mama that you're no longer with,
distract mom with the dick.
Dude, you need, once they get a new man and they realize they're not going
to
be alone forever, all of a sudden, oh, you can see the kid whenever. Oh, yeah, we'll work out. Well, you know, oh, I'm sure I'll watch him. They're so understanding and so cool. But let you have a girlfriend and they have nobody, and that's the bane of your existence.
I mean, and it's, he writes, I recently ended a relationship with a girl to make the process at the end of this year less awkward. Mm-hmm. And my mom still talks to said girl and her family via
Facebook.
She's
lonely. Your mom is lonely.
I asked her about it. She claims her family was very nice, and I had no reason to break up with her.
No,
oh my God.
Your mom is lonely. She needs a job.
She needs something.
Yeah, this is a long email.
I mean, I've gotten some thought, but obviously social media appears to be a drug for her. Well, this is the thing. A lot of moms are like, my mom's like very into Facebook.
Does she have a job?
My mom? Not right now.
She
knows
she needs a job. Listen, they have nothing to do. They're just bored. Now we gave them something to do. It used to be like cleaning and like telenovelas or like soap operas and that kind of shit.
And now it's keeping up with the Joneses.
Now it's keeping up with the Joneses. Now it's social media. Now there's other things they could do, which are constant distraction. And it's a shame.
Yeah,
you know?
I think he's got to I think also he's got to remove himself. I know he wants to be involved in with the social media game, but maybe because our parents just
got
this.
To be on social media as a kid. You need to be? Yeah, there's too much posting.
But maybe
out there
like,
not be.
Maybe lock up his account. I think he's got to lock it up
but
in
not
such
from
a way.
Her. You need to block her, but then she's still going to go on your friends. She's still going to do that. She's going to harass your social circle.
I think even like, there's this thing where if it, like you can't get in an argument that without two people there.
Okay.
So I'm saying if he just doesn't play, he plays dead. You can't suck a dick that won't get hard.
It's true.
It's not going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I think if he just kind of like made it, because I have buddies that have accounts where it's like they're on there, but they are on there very specifically. They've removed the wall.
Actually,
I
want to know how many
pictures.
I want to know how many friends. I want to know how many followers he has on his account. Because if you have like 100 followers, I would start another account that your mom doesn't know about.
Oh,
so this is the one that you
get
have for home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you start another one that you could have. So she thinks she's tagging you and all this shit, but you're not even involved, and you got this whole other account that nobody knows about.
It's also Snapchat is your key. Like, everyone's moving towards Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat?
I am on Snapchat. We had a good talk about Snapchat. Yeah. Schultz Snap. SchultzSnap.
Go
so snap me some
snap
titties Schultz. And shit.
Send some tits and some shits. JTrain56.
Yeah. No shits. Send me your shits. Okay. I don't want to see that.
No, I think it's too late. So
I probably have one right now.
Yeah, now there's already one in there.
I don't want any of these fucking dumps. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it, but it's just...
You ever send a buddy a shit pic?
Yeah, but it's like, that's all we have. Like, we don't have babies.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know what I mean?
That's all we have.
Like, women have children to show.
Yeah.
Like, this came from me too. I'm proud of that.
I do get proud of some dumps.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm connected with a lot of people on Snapchat, and sometimes I'll take a dump and I'll be like, I gotta make this my story. and then I like hold back because I'm like, how insane would that be for 2,000 people to be like, oh, why? Nah, you're like, I just wanted to take good. A dump. One day, take a dump and put it as my story that is so large that it just shames everybody from sending them again.
But you need to start the story with the food you ate.
Yeah, okay.
Like, and you need to start it at
the
dinner.
The beginning and end.
Exactly. Yeah, and then going through it, and then a little bit, then going to the bathroom, then the dump, then the wipe, then the flush is the last one. That's a great story.
Yeah. That's what Snapchat was built for.
Yeah, that's great.
I think with this guy also, back to this guy's email, mm-hmm. I do think... he can act above it. I think he can say, mm-hmm. you know, if you make your account so you can't be tagged and you can't have a wall, okay? Mm-hmm. Now you're out on Facebook. And if people come up to you, be like, it's just what she does. Yeah. You know, like my mom will comment on things. And like there was a picture. We both do this show, the Hard Knock Show here at Stand Up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a great show here at Stand Up and at Stand Up New York. And, mm-hmm. but they'll make a flyer and this guy Bert, who runs the show, makes a flyer, and it's your head
on a suit.
And then my mom, and this goes out to like whoever Bert puts this up to on Facebook, and my mom will comment because it's not my picture, but it's me being tagged in it, and I would never untag myself in the picture.
Yeah.
And my mom always comments like, "That's my boy, I love him." And I'm like, "Who's everyone is seeing this?"
Well, that's great.
And I'm just like, you know what? I know he's young, but as you get older, you'll appreciate it and she'll relax. And I think finding her the dude.
Get the dude, but it's also important. Like any confidence that you have in life, this guy right here, it comes from your mom loving you no matter what. Like this guy probably has banged way hotter chicks than he should bang.
Because of his mom.
Because his self-worth is inflated by his mother.
So
you should be very grateful for your mother. Like he probably never has an issue where he's like, I don't know if this girl's going to think I'm cool or smart or funny. Because every time he talks to his mom, she's just saying, you're the coolest, smartest, funniest person.
I always say that. Like, every guy thinks every girl wants him because his mom told him he looked good in a suit.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I got a question the whole time because my mom was a rock.
You're like, who am I?
Exactly. So it's...
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Andrew Schultz. Picking up white girls.
Yes.
Jared, I'm most likely a very rare listener. I'm black and a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. I live in Miami, and I'm going to play D1 baseball in college.
Wow.
Black kid playing baseball. That's the most surprising part of that email.
Just a non-Latino playing baseball. Surprising.
I can make friends pretty easily, hang out with a lot of white dudes, but I'm no fucking Oreo. Okay, I don't know. I just think white people have fun and do crazy shit. The problem is I just need some nice white poon. I've gotten too comfortable with black girls and wanted something new in my life. For example, mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, I went to a friend's house and I walk in and it's like six white girls playing beer pong. And I'm like, shit, it's going to be tough. But if it were six black girls, I would have had a fucking sixsome.
Okay. let's just start this right here.
Yeah.
When you go to this college, what school is he going to?
Well, he didn't say, but he's going to play D1 baseball.
I cannot even begin to tell you how much pussy you're going to get.
Really?
Oh my God. It is. Forget the fact that you're on a baseball team.
Yes.
College, okay, when you're and this is coming from my black friends, when you're a black dude at a school with a bunch of white chicks, you're like a quota that they have to hit. Like you're an experience. Like girls have this thing in their head.
You're
where
a ride
they go,
at the amusement park.
Yeah, it's like I've never skydived. I've never fucked a black dude. They're very similar in that way. So you're gonna.
I wish
fuck
more
you
girls would do that about Jewish
guys.
Dudes.
Not at all.
I've never gotten that Jewish dude dick.
You're like
off the list.
This is what Jewish dudes are here for. None of my marriages worked out. I might as well lock this guy down for security.
Let me get the safety done.
You're the last marriage. That's what you are.
Last resort.
Exactly.
Vagina's last resort.
There you go. But it's a security measure. It's like he's going to treat me better than anybody.
Totally.
He's probably not going to cheat on me. And if he does, it's not going to be vocal in the community.
I'm third divorce hot.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree.
So you're later in life. Dude, Jews pick up in like about 40 years old.
Yes.
Once you're 40, you are a commodity.
Yes.
Forget it.
We're
guy.
Like a fine wine.
In high school, maybe it's not. And you're probably going out there thinking, oh my God, they're white girls are this majestic thing. I don't know how to talk to them. I don't know how to do it.
Majestic.
They're going to talk to you.
Yes.
You're just going to chill at the party and they're going to be like, I've never fucked a black dude. Now, here's the problem. Don't have no regular size dick being a black dude because you will disappoint these fucking girls that are going to fuck you. They're ready for some real
dick.
Shit.
Yeah.
Be big dick black dude. And if you're not, say you're Cuban or something other that you have an excuse.
Don't disappoint these people.
Do not go, I'm American black and then have a regular white guy dick.
Also, like, what's he talking about with these black women that he's assuming sixsums that he doesn't think he could talk to white women about? It's not like he's going up to them and being like, what's up, Cocoa Butter? butter. No. Like, it's not like, what's his opening line?
Can you guys hit the nay nay?
Yeah,
that shouldn't be your opening.
Yeah, go talk. Kind of back to what we were talking about before. We're all very much alike. We have the same hopes, fears, and dreams. Go up and say whatever you're saying to these white girls. He's just in his head.
Yes.
Because he's like,
you haven't done
okay,
it yet. It's new.
It's new.
Exactly. Yeah. This is something new to you. You gotta what? What's up,
man?
I'm sorry. But I was just gonna say, I'm glad that he's got this baseball scholarship, because that'll be a sevensome, not a sixsome.
Dude, you're so, the fact that you're on one of the sports teams, like, forget it. Yeah. You are gonna have groupies for that, but just understand, you're gonna go there and your confidence is gonna skyrocket, because they're gonna be coming and hitting on you. Dude.
Totally.
You're gonna have to do nothing, literally nothing. Okay. So go for it.
And you're on the baseball. You're gonna have cool gear.
Forget it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This is from a lady listener.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, J Train. I'm about 1,500 miles from my home mm-hmm. for an internship this semester, and I can't stop thinking about this dude back at school. Just got dick on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We drunkenly hooked up one night, no sex, and it was super hot. He's been texting me and snapping, chatting me almost daily, but one problem, he has a girlfriend. I think he told me that while we were dry humping, but obviously it was too late to turn back. I want nothing more than to hop on his pogo when I go back for homecoming next weekend. But once again, the girlfriend. And also, my friends keep telling me he's a scumbag.
You needed your friends to tell you that?
He's like,
this girl's a little dumb, huh?
And he's a scumbag. Well, he only hooked up with me. Yeah, the sexual frustration.
You're
in
a scumbag, too.
Yeah, she writes, the sexual frustration in me
on,
gives
no
fucks.
Scumbag.
Yeah, now he's a dick.
You're planning to help this guy cheat on his girlfriend.
So here's where you
and
come in.
And he called his dick a pogo.
Do I respect the girl code? Keep in mind, I don't know this chick. Or do I say, fuck it, and pounce? If it helps my chances of getting an answer from you, I'll say, I guess your podcast is cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool considering you wrote for advice here. Okay. What do you think?
I think, first of all, I don't like to fuck with people who got, you know, are in relationships. That's just me. Like, I'm to the point where, like, if it's after a comedy show and there's a girl that comes up to me and is saying that she liked, you know, the show, and she's with a guy, I'll assume that they're together.
Yes.
Just because I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable. I'm very respectable of a dude in that situation, because there's nothing that guy can do. When a girl flirts with another guy in front of her boyfriend, it is the most limiting situation for the guy, because you can't go and check the dude, because then you look jealous, and you can't sit there like a punk, because then you look like a bitch.
Yeah, who's, you're just in a tough letting position. Your girl.
Yeah, so I never want to make him feel uncomfortable in that situation. So I don't really fuck with people in relationships. That being said, you're not me. You know, if you want to go fuck this dude, and he's already, you know, cheating on his girl, then dude, you should have done it in the first place.
Why didn't you stop it?
This is what I don't like. Don't break up a guy's relationship for blue balls. If you're gonna if you're gonna hook up with a guy who has a girlfriend, you better give him some pussy, because you almost ruin his relationship for nothing.
Yeah, don't get the fries with a Diet Coke.
Get the full milkshake, fries,
and a burger.
That's an asshole.
And you
move.
Suck his dick and, you know, tickle the balls.
Hey, this girl's an asshole. How dare you almost break me up with my girlfriend and not fuck me?
Make this happen in
that
one night.
That is disgusting.
I agree with you. How did it not happen?
Oh, I'm furious right now at this
first
girl.
Night, like, that,
oh my god.
Here's the thing.
You're gonna make me break up with my girl who I love for a makeout? I love her.
I also agree with that. And know what you are. If she's gonna do this, know that you are the girl doing something wrong. Don't act above that.
I mean,
don't,
he's doing something wrong too, but he's got something to lose. You don't.
Yes. So respect that.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna go to the school, understand that
she is? She's like the stockbroker that just invests your money in whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
we got to invest it in MySpace.
She's playing with your money.
You're like, MySpace. Why are you putting money? MySpace is done. You know? So it's like,
I just want to see how it goes.
Don't spend my fucking money and don't invest my fucking money. You need to have, I need to have some kind of return on investment.
Don't play with my balls and don't let me come.
We dry humped. It was so hot. No, it wasn't hot. His dick is chafed and you're an asshole. Okay.
I hope
you get a yeast infection from your jeans.
From the zipper. Here's the thing. I do think if she goes, here's what you do.
Watch IFC's Benders every Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Go and make...
You get a yeast infection. Now go watch my show.
go to the school and understand exactly what Schultz is saying.
Yeah.
Understand who you are. You're the side bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Play your position.
Play your position. Know your lane. So when you get to the school, go for homecoming. Go have a good time. Shoot over that text that says, what's up, at like a hour that is a hookup hour.
Also, make it a side bitch text. Don't text girlfriendy type shit. Yes. You don't text some shit that looks like it's going to be a hookup because he could be with the girl he loves.
Yes.
Right? So you have to text something like, dude, what's good?
Dude, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Dude, find what's good? Text some man shit.
Find
say
your
a
inner
side
dude.
Comment.
Yes.
Side comment him.
There you
say
go.
Say some shit like, yo, homecoming was wild today, huh?
Yes.
That's it. Now then the girl doesn't expect anything.
Exactly.
Don't be and like, what up?
He can get to that when he's taking up shit or something.
Exactly.
When his girlfriend's
when she
out of
goes
the...
away or she hangs out, if he needs to talk to you, then he talks to you. And don't you dare give him blue balls again. Stop that
TFM
shit.
Podcast at gmail.com. TFM podcast at gmail.com. Well, this is kind of back to the subject, sealing the deal. Hey, J-Tran, I'll skip the nut kiss and get to the point because I really need some help. I'm a freshman at a big university and one of the better fraternities on campus. Our house is known for the parties, but on the flip side, being assholes. I like that. They're the asshole party house. Okay, cool. Yeah. I personally don't fit
is there
the stereotype.
Ever a nice guy party house?
Yeah, that's the one no one goes to. Yeah. It sounds douchey and cocky, but I'm one of the guys in my pledge class that can actually get girls to the party. There's always one of those dudes.
Sure.
It's just like
absolutely.
Making shit happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just girls, but solid 997s and 978s. Yeah. I'll attack pitchers if I can figure it out. Okay, then, dude, you're not graduating anytime soon if you can't figure that shit out.
Yeah.
But I have no problem getting them back to the house or even in the room. Half the time they crawl in my bed, but I can't seal the deal. Help a brother out.
Yeah.
Podcast is awesome. So how does he? Oh, and then he wrote another email. Had a blonde in the bed last night, but couldn't pull it off. It's the second time in the past 2 weeks. What the fuck am I doing wrong? So what do we think? Like, you know, sealing the deal within. You know, obviously, we're not talking about, like, forcing yourself on somebody, but, like, how do you take things to the next level?
I mean, I don't know if I have the best kind of strategy. I grab their throat, but not in, like, a...
Wait, like, you go throat.
I just grab the throat because I'm... Yeah, like...
Okay.
I just put it... But not in, like, a I'm going to hurt
Let's
you way.
Let's do a disclaimer.
It's not a hurt you. It's just we're making out, and I just kind of grab their neck.
I just love the thought of this kid being, like... Like go getting a girl in bed and then just grabbing
like
her
a
throat.
Vampire yeah, and like put him up against the wall.
And then he's like, "Schultz told me to do this."
No. You're making out passionately and then grab their throat because I think what that changes the game a little bit.
That says I'm here to do more than just make
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and also they start thinking, "Oh, if I'm into that or yes. if I've seen this and I like it,
yes.
I don't want to ruin this situation of getting my throat grabbed. I might not get another throat grabbing again."
Yeah.
So I think that changes the game a little.
If it turns her on,
it's a risky move because some of them are gonna be like, "Oh my god, what are you doing
and then you go
oh okay my bad, you know, this is something I'm into, but if you're not into I respect that, and then they feel like a pussy because they're not into interesting shit.
Yeah,
but
just straight throat grab.
I think that's me, but
everybody does that in fights.
Yeah, it works. Listen, my fight and fuck
you're
technique
the
is not different
of sex
not
people.
Different. Yeah, give them that Papelbon.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
Papelbon.
Know what that means, but
I mean I have a similar advice
while making out.
I go for like over the pants. If you go for the over the pants
finger,
like rubbing on the
pussy.
on the pussy a little bit, you know, clit rub over the pants, clit rub. That's the move because that says you have to make it apparent that you're there for more. And there's a point to make out. Making out is great. And you should do that, you know, for. But if there's like a 10-minute into the make out point where it's like you're going back to your other, like you're doing the rounds of like, you know. Kiss neck.
It can't be polite. Like if you're not, if you, you should have a, like her hair in your hand and her neck pulled back where like if she had an Adam's apple, it would be jutting through her throat. And then
you want to create an Adam's apple.
Yeah. Like really. Yes. And create an atmosphere too. I mean, that's just me personally. I'm not saying it works
but you're
every
setting
time,
but I'm saying it's similar in our advice is we're saying set the tone.
Yeah. And I think
you got to let them know this is just, I'm here to do more and then be respectful. If they say, if it kind of, and then like, you know, I go from the over the pants, you know, female hand job to the unbutton, and then they say, "No, I'm not ready for that."
Yeah,
no problem. Go back to making out.
You
literally, it's kind of like, you're like a transformer. You're like you put your arm back in,
back to a
and
car,
you're back to a car. Yeah, you're back to a makeout, and you just sit in the makeout and have fun with that, and then you know, it's all about. Respectfully showing that you are there for a certain type of hookup.
And let them feel your dick.
Yeah.
I think that's a
place
underrated. That's another thing. Another
over
thing I'll
pants.
Do is like, I like to turn around, because I like ass, so I like to turn around and pull their pants down, like, and just so I could see ass. And it's a little safer because there's no pussy that's out there.
Yes.
But it's still.
You're still sexual. Still
exactly. And then once the pants are kind of down, like the pussy's not out, so they feel safe and you're just grabbing ass, but. then all of a sudden you just pull it down a little more and then they bend over and then the pussy's right there. So it's just, yeah. I mean, this is like,
you're in the pussy territory, but not.
He, from what this sounds like, he might be a, what is it? His own skills might be his demise. You know, because he's the type of guy that could talk to all these girls and's chopping up to all these girls, and all of a sudden girls go, oh, he's the guy who does that.
He's too much of John Stockton and not enough of a Karl Malone.
Or, I mean, I like that analogy too, but I'm thinking he's too much of, in their eyes, maybe a player. He's the guy who's talking. If she sees you talking to every single girl and doing the same thing every single girl, she doesn't want to be a statistic.
Yes.
You're not famous enough to be a statistic.
Yeah.
You got to be Chris Brown to be a statistic, right? Because then it's brag-worthy.
Yes.
If you're just a freshman at a university,
totally,
you're not going to be a statistic of you.
There is always that quiet dude that's always hooking up. And it's because, you know, they see that there's anonymity. They feel safe.
Yeah.
It's not going to be spread around.
Exactly.
If you hook up with, if you get hooked up with, now every girl in that pledge class that you get out to the party is going to know about it.
Yeah, dude, this is what we're talking about.
Maybe quiet down a little bit.
You got to quiet down because, like, here it is. We were talking about this, you know, the whole slut walk that just happened.
Oh, what's that?
There was like this slut walk in LA, and there's been these type of things where it's like, you know, I don't know, embracing being a slut or that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, look, it's illegal to fuck in public, right?
Yes.
Like, that's illegal to fuck in public,
right? I think so.
I think it's illegal to fuck in public. I think you can get sent to jail for, like, indecent exposure and these types of things for being naked in public and fucking in the street. Mm-hmm. So you're not supposed to, like, know who people fuck.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Like, about who you fuck is not part of our culture. It's that's not what we do.
That's not what it's meant for.
It's not known. So don't be surprised if you talk about who you fuck and people call you a slut. It's you're not supposed to have that out there in the world. That's a private thing.
There should be, and people talk about, like, the whole everything. You can be shamed for everything.
I believe in shame.
An amount of shame works. Is good. It's good.
Shame,
you know,
works. Why can't I shame you? Why am I not allowed to shame you? You're shaming me for shaming you. Why can't I shame you?
Yeah.
So your shame is okay?
It's just who's on first?
Yeah, it's
shame.
Stupid. It's just, and the idea that you could, this is hysterical to me, the idea that, like, you don't like that someone's calling you a slut, so you and thousands of women walk around LA in bikinis to punish them. Like, to me, I'm as a guy, I'm like, I need to call more girls sluts to get this fucking pussy parade.
I need more
parade.
People
on this
parade.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is the best thing I've ever done.
I need to call the hottest girls sluts.
Everybody's a slut. Yeah. From now on, that's what I'm going to call them if that gets you into your bikini.
I agree.
It's just, the logic is bad. I just, I don't know, shame. I think
what you're saying is that shame keeps you in check. You know,
keeps you in check. It's not, in life, you teach people how to defend themselves. You don't tell people to not do anything bad. Yeah. People are like rivers. Sometimes the river is going to overflow and the town's going to get flooded.
Discomfort leads to learning.
Dude, do you tell a river not to overflow?
Yeah.
No. You get some sandbags. You put that shit in the town.
And you fix it.
Exactly.
You fix
the problem. You're getting called a slut, don't tell people not to call you a slut. Find clever ways to make fun of someone for calling you a slut.
Defense tactics.
Exactly.
Yes.
If your kid gets beat up at school every day, you go and tell the kid not to beat him up? No, you give your kid a sword. And you say, fucking cut his head off.
There you go.
That's easy.
Or, now we have awesome sword fights happening in elementary schools.
I'm with it. Karate Kid taught you everything you need to know about shaming.
Schultz, you're amazing. Thank you for coming on, man.
No doubt.
Andrew Schultz, awesome. Go follow him on Twitter at Andrew Schultz. He's got benders on IFC.
Check out the Brilliant Idiots podcast, too, man.
Brilliant Idiots podcast, Thursdays at 10. Benders, it's an awesome show. Go check it out. We're pumped to have you here. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
We're gonna come right back with the news in just a second. We'll be right back with the news. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta leave. Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you for tuning back, and we're gonna do some news and some shout outs. Schultz was awesome. He had to get going. He had, I think, an audition. But he was great. Go follow Schultz on Twitter, Andrew Schultz, and check out Benders on IFC. It's a funny show. I watched it. It's good.
I watched the first episode. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Mansamp coming on with the news and stuff. At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. What's happening, man?
Not too much, dude. I going back to Benders, I like anything hockey. You know, it's cool.
You're a big hockey fan.
I love hockey, and you never see anybody do a funny show or whatever about hockey. It's cool.
He explained it as entourage if Vince didn't make it. I kind of thought it was like, it reminds me of the league, but with hockey.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah, it could be. It could be a little bit of both.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But it seems like there's going to be more, like more shenanigans. You know, with that.
I didn't bring this up, but I auditioned for Benders.
Oh, really?
I auditioned for it for Schultz's part.
Wow.
So, and I was watching it, and I'm like hearing the lines that I memorized.
I was
going to
say, are you mouthing them as it
is? I literally knew all the lines.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I'm like, because you're having this flashback to something that you spent like 2 days
right
rehearsing like a million different times. So it was pretty funny.
Oh, that's for some reason, I thought like he wrote it too. That's why I was just surprised that you said that. No, it's just a show.
No, I think it's just a show.
Oh, okay.
So guys, listen, keep sending those emails. That was great. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we're live streaming on YouTube for people watching at home. You can watch every Monday at 3 o'clock. Sometimes we switch the schedule around, but it's usually Monday at 3 o'clock. I tweet out the link. You can find me on Twitter at JTrain56. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York. StandUpNY.com, and you can use the promo code TFM, get tickets to any show here at the club. I'm here tonight. I'm going to be here again this weekend, so I'm here a lot. If you want to come to a show, StandUpNY.com, promo code TFM, you get free tickets. Also, go to StandUpNYLabs.com, check out all the great podcasts they put together here at the club. There's also a donate button that you can explain.
Yeah, you go to the entertainment section on standupnewyorklabs.com. You find the podcast you're interested in, TFM Podcast, and there's a little pink donate button. You can donate some money.
There you go. Get your parents' credit card out, and you just say that this is your entertainment budget.
The kid with the clingy mom, get her involved.
Get her involved. Also, iTunes really helps us out if you go rate us on iTunes. There's some podcasts that, for some reason, they're doing well in the charts, and they suck.
Yeah,
and
it's
this one's good. So go rate it on iTunes. Give us a nice, all that stuff. Also, we had one shout out this week. What's good, Juju Binks? We're a couple of frat studs and teak at Monmouth University, huge fans and supporters of the podcast. We know a lot of your listeners on the podcast call in about their relationship problems, ranging from how to slow fade their most recent hookups, turn stage 5 clingers, to maybe needing genuine advice on something like a post-grad long-distance relationship. Whatever the case, relationships come and go, and we feel that your advice has always been to, and he puts in quotes, find your passion, do your thing. Okay, I'd go along with that. Attention from the opposite set will come with confidence that follows. We wrote this song, Look at Me Now, with the idea of that in mind for when you get on your grind, people start to recognize that your ex conveniently drops in with that, hey, how's it going text. We also threw in a lot of drinking because that's what we're good at. Hoping you can give the chorus a play live on the podcast to give your listeners an idea of the sound of our sound. Long live the TFM podcast. Keep grinding, J-Train. He sent...
You have to play it.
The SoundCloud thing. Let's see. Let's check it out. This is a shout out. If you want a shout out, email with the title shout out. I'll read it on the air. And
just pump the volume up.
Sounds like, what was it?
Adam Levine, right?
Adam Levine, yeah. Yeah. Can you hear it? It's got a good sound.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like that they came with a cause for their song. Like they couldn't. Right. This is to find your passion. How about just sound good? It could be about it.
That's every song.
They could be saying anything right now, and I'd be bopping my head to it.
Absolutely.
They could be like, "Yeah, go fuck that chick and never call her again."
The Holocaust was not real. Like, what? Sounds good though.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, look, these guys, they go, where do they go? Monmouth? New Jersey?
Yeah, they're grinding.
All right.
So thanks for the love, dude. So go check it out. It's called Look at Me Now, and it's on SoundCloud. We'll give them a shout out. If you want a shout out, email with the title shout out to tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, also, there's one other shout out. This girl wrote in an update.
Oh, great.
From the blowjob queen of the South. Do you remember those emails?
I remember that phrase.
I remember that phrase. Yeah. I don't know. Dear J-Train, I think you already know you're awesome and all that jazz, but I wanted to shoot you an email to complete the saga of this relationship arc. I like that this email is insinuating that I'm sitting at home thinking like, how is the blowjob queen of the South doing?
Yeah.
I need to know about this blowjob. That's what I need to know. I did meet up with my ex for dinner, and I decided in a weird moment of boldness that I would tell him I liked him.
Oh, okay. I do remember.
I do remember that because they were going to get together. He's in med school. She's in
down. Exactly, yes.
I have been wondering about you. Turns out he only liked me as a friend, and our breakup a year ago was it. done for good. There had been no instigating reason for the breakup other than distance, but when I thought about it, I remembered you discussing this on one episode, how most breakups aren't for a giant glaring reason, but for the small fact that one person just isn't on the same page. Totally agree. Right. Breakups are never malicious. You want them to be malicious because you want to go to your friends and be like, look what this fucking asshole did to me.
Right.
And you want them to be like, yeah! And then all of you grab your pitchforks and you go ransack their house. But it's a lot less like that. It's not like the movies. Just like the love story in a movie isn't like real life, so is the breakup story.
Absolutely right. It's like where you fall in love with your best friend, but he's getting married. It's like this whole bullshit story. It's like, no, maybe it just isn't going to work out between the two of you.
Life
fine.
Is a lot more boring than we want to believe.
Oh,
you know?
Of course, right.
And that's, you know, so they aren't in love. So in a way, this is the hardest thing to deal with, because if you could pin it in one problem, then it doesn't seem so bad. Yeah, that's the thing. If you said one thing, it'd be like, well, you don't want to be with me because I fight with Google Maps? It's like, well, it's not that. It's just your perspective on shit makes you not agree with Google Maps. And that
right. Well, but before she, before that last sentence, where she said this is the hardest thing, well, no, I was going to say you have the right perspective. Right. Take the advice. It's just not going to work out.
It's not
going to
work out. But the sad truth is, most of the time, other than the fact that you're not there, one. And that sucks because, as I've seen in this time experienced, usually the other person thinks they found the one. Yeah, it sucks to find out you're wrong.
I don't believe in that one either. I think there's plenty for everybody. I think it's just, you know.
I agree.
It's timing. It's whatever it is.
He wants to stay friends because I am a wonderful and supportive person in his life. And now Snapchats me a lot.
But this guy's fucking around.
I'm taking some time to sort through my feelings before I just heading into a friendship. It can be hard to not think about him as the person I love and want to grow old with anymore, but I have been going on dates with a new guy. I have appreciated all your help over the past 3 years. I can't believe this has been 3 years.
Wow.
And this clusterfuck of a relationship, you're the greatest, and cheers to many more years of listening to your advice. Much love, blowjob, queen of the South. Well, now that you're free, you know, I could use some Southern BJ. I don't know. I think don't interact with this dude.
I was going to say, it seems like if she's talking about growing old with him and all this stuff, and this guy wants to like be buddy, like
he's just being nice. He's not going to call you and be like, I'm dating this new girl. She's great. You're not going to be at his wedding.
Or he's being selfish a little bit, where it's like he wants the attention. Just what he wants from her. That's
it. You know? And so you got to stop. I'd unsubscribe from his Snapchat. I'd undo him Facebook friendship. Just get away. Take a vacation from this dude, and time heals all. That is what I'll say. And 9 out of 10 guys you meet aren't the one, and the 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time.
Right.
So take that.
So anyway, the odds are against you. You're
either
screwed,
way, man. You're fucked.
Yeah.
And just, you know, listen, take that blowjob act on the road. Let's do a would you rather.
Okay, yeah.
You ready? And I like that we got a would you rather this week. Send them in, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, JTrain, got one for you. Fart every time you come, or come every time you fart.
Wow.
Love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fucking fart every time I come. What's the big deal?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I want to say, you know, then what if you fart right before and you can't even do it?
Right. Oh,
you
great.
Fucked
great
up
point.
All your sexual experiences.
Absolutely. And it takes away, if you're trying to be funny, like you want to fart on your friend, you're also going to come on him, which is uncomfortable.
So one time I hooked up with this chick, and this is a girl I'm actually friends with now.
Okay.
After hooking up. And so back to that girl's email, it can happen. You can become friends, but we didn't just like stop fucking and then be like, okay, want to go play dodgeball together? That's not how it goes. Right. Like, you need to take some time, and then that shit happens naturally.
And because she's really, it's for your own good. You're very into this guy. I mean, you really are in love with this guy growing up. You gotta,
But I was with this girl, and I remember we hooked up, and then we like just got done like having sex, and then she had this like bedboard. Mm-hmm. But it was like bars, you know, when like someone has a bedboard and it's like a cage material. It's like wires. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Like it's not like modern.
Yeah. It's not
now,
a board. Yeah. It's more of like a, there was a big, what's it called? Just something.
You're doing a killer job.
A big rail behind me. It's like a rail. So I took my feet I don't know why I did this, but I took my feet and put my toes on the rail so my feet were like behind my ears.
I get it, yeah.
And then just let out the loudest fart in the entire world. And like shocked is like not enough of a word to describe how she reacted to that. But it was like, you know, I think everyone should do that once.
Shock your partner with
a fart shock will really show confidence. If it's like, if you really let it rip like that, like right. This girl was like, I'm not even mad. It was like, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Right.
That you even thought that this is like something that won't get you sex in the future.
Right.
You know, like you are so confident that I will blow you again that you are just willing to just let it go with your butt.
Yeah, not even let it go. Yeah, like you did like a gymnastic move first.
like just a ta-da, you know, like, and then, you right. know, so I think that's a move. But so we all agree we would fart every time we come instead of come every time we fart. Send them those hypotheticals.
Yeah, for sure.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
Idiot arrested for felony cocaine possession after attempting to prank cops with powdered sugar.
So how do you do the prank? Like, all these pranks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a prank.
I'm sick of the pranks. I'm sick of them. You see these videos online. I was on Luis Gomez's podcast here, the real dude.
Real ass dude. Real Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And he posted this video of a girl that, like, she was like tanning on the beach and she'd ask these guys to come up with to her, and she's gorgeous, and to put lotion on her back.
Right.
And then she would turn over and reveal that she had a penis.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, why are you doing this? Why? What camera crew was like, oh, like, are YouTube views that important to you that you're just like, let's just get this girl punched in the face?
Right.
Like, what?
Well, yeah. Well, is that in the guise of like making people comfortable with
trans people?
This was just to fuck with people. Did she, as she was actually transsexual?
And also, she's just a, that's the thing. It's actually offensive to transsexual people.
Right.
Of anything.
Right.
You know, it's more offensive to them than anything else. But it's also like, who has the energy for these pranks?
I don't.
Like, I watch them and I'm like, okay, they're usually not creative. Like this.
Well,
who's he doing this for?
Well, he is a 21-year-old that goes to the University of Miami. They were, let me see, hold on. He, inspectors come around to like look for stuff, apparently. Like
at Miami, I would assume that just, to me, at University of Miami, there's just cocaine in every bathroom.
Of course,
like,
well, right.
There's not like, they have cocaine, just like, there is no powdered sugar. All their sugar is just cocaine.
Right, well, this kid thought it'd be funny to leave out a bunch of lines of powdered sugar, some like rolled up dollar bills, and then left the dorm thinking like, whatever, they'll come in and they'll realize it's, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah.
He left an aspirin, making it look like, you know, he had fucking pills lying around. But they didn't think that was a funny joke, so they arrested him. Now he's got felony drug charges.
There's certain people you don't fuck around.
Why would you, well, you think just, about doing that?
I did Birthright.
Right.
You go to Israel. If you're a Jew, you get to go for free.
Yeah.
So I
Which
go,
is a crazy scheme.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I go on this trip, and one dude decided to like fuck around with the, so when you go on a flight to Israel, there's someone that like, they do the checks the best. They don't even Israel, when you fly in Israel, they barely make you take off anything.
Right.
They just go through the thing, but we're going to look you right in the eye.
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to say, why the fuck do you want to come to our country? And they watch you.
Right.
And they look you right dead in the face. And then if they see anything, they're like, okay, get back there. We're getting naked. You know, like they are just not fucking around.
This is going to be an uncomfortable 45 minutes for both
of us. So this kid fucked around during that. And he was like, like joking. Like because they ask you weird questions.
Right.
They're like, okay, you're going in the back. They bring him in the back. They make him sit there for like hours.
Yeah.
Get him naked. Go through all his shit. And then they flagged him. So like they flagged him. So every moment that we went through like anything in Israel, like any police check or going through security, like if we were at a museum, they're like, that guy. The word was dropped on him for making a stupid joke.
Right.
Now at every checkpoint he was getting naked.
Yeah, of course. That's completely not like, those are not the guys that have a sense of humor. They're not fucking around.
Yeah, fuck with your pledge brother, not the police.
Right. You know, like, it's not worth it to me, just even if I was thinking about making a joke, I'm like, yeah, but I don't want them to go like open my suitcase.
Yeah.
Like, I packed all that shit. No, it's not worth it.
Let's go to the next story.
This one, you're not going to like this one, I don't think. Student leaders find mad scientist theme party too offensive and pull funding.
Who is it offensive to?
Well, think of why. I was going to ask you who would be offended by a
we should play a game on this podcast. Who every week we should find a new offended thing and find out and try to guess which group is offended. Who would be offended by mad scientists?
The group
didn't
come out. This group that would theoretically be offended was not. They did not say anything about it.
But it was student leaders getting ahead of it.
Exactly, assuming that they would be mad. Right?
Nerds?
Nope.
Mad
scientists.
hold on. Mad scientists.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the connotation of a scientist that's mad? You know.
I don't know. It like all I think are Asian.
Okay.
I think.
Well, right. The fact that you can't come up with it.
Insane people, crazy people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they go to Harvey Mudd. It's one of the five Claremont colleges, and they go. It was called Mudd Goes Mad, which obviously is just like a cute title for a thing.
Yeah,
it's like fun. And they go, your disregard of the concerns of the mental health community and their allies trivializes the issues that we deem extremely important to our community.
They should be put into mental health facilities for even thinking
that's a sickness.
This is like depresses me.
It's like a classic. Trope. Yeah. It's like a real thing. Yeah, like, it doesn't mean like.
Do you think they ever thought, like, I bet you that whoever even had this party is a loser, anyways. Like, these, you know, like, whoever had the mad scientist party is probably like the worst fraternity on campus. And they're just like, okay, we're going to have this, like, you know, stupid party.
Right.
And then they're like, we got in trouble. Like, it's like.
Of course. They were probably stunned by it. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're not going to be able to do anything.
That's not even like a, like, oh, it's too sexy or it's like racist
or
whatever.
There was a girl at the show last night. I was doing a show last night and she was, the crowd was very foreign. So when they're foreign, they're just like not. And it was very white too. And white crowds are just.
European, foreign?
Yeah, European. And white crowds just is not like. Black women are the best laughers.
Right.
And I said to the crowd, I go, you guys need a black woman. In this crowd, and I, out of the corner of my eye, catch this white chick roll her eyes like so hard at me.
Right.
And I looked at her, I go, look at this bitch rolling her eyes at me. And I was like, what? I go, why would you disagree with me on who laughs the most?
Right.
This is my job. I go, I know better than you.
And you,
I
go, you go by expert of laughter, Jared.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm saying that every night. I see the different people laughing.
Right.
And course. I see, and why wouldn't you? And I was like, why are you offended for the black women that I'm saying they're the best laughers?
Right. It's a positive. Anyway.
And I looked at her, I go, you probably don't even know one black woman.
Right.
And you're sitting here rolling your eyes at me. And then I was like, any Jews? And then these two Jewish women were like, yeah. And I was like, worst laughers. they're the worst laughers because there's a lot of judgment.
Right.
So, and like this is like kind of like a bit that I would do when I try to like let them know that they suck as an audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, you just saw. It's funny. It's weird when you see the makings of offended. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's why live stand-up is so great, because when you call that shit out, the whole group is like, no, you're stupid.
Right.
For even getting offended. Like, listen, you came to a comedy show and you're going to have one moment where you're like, oh, what a jerk. Like, my intentions up there are only the purest.
Right.
I'm there to do the nicest thing anyone's done for you today, and that's to make you laugh. Right. And you're mad because you're not even trusting enough that you just heard black woman and you're like,
well, done. That's what it was. That's what I was going to say. She heard the word black woman and she just assumed, like, oh, no, you can't say anything.
You can't
generalize. You can't do it.
I've done that too. I was like, and when black woman, I said, black woman, thank you for coming. People get awkward with that because I'm like, what would I call them?
Right. Well, just woman, Jared, obviously.
Woman?
Or person.
Person.
Person, really. Ideally.
Person? Yeah. How weird would we
thank
sound?
Thank you for
if
coming,
we talk
person.
Like, yeah. If we talk like how these assholes want us to talk.
It's insane.
Let's go to the next story.
We'll end with this. Expert says humans will bang robots more than other humans by 2050, which I don't agree with.
I agree completely.
You think so?
Yes. Right? I'm already whacking off more. My hand gets more action than people.
Okay, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I get more, you know, why wouldn't robot sex
sounds
amazing.
Yeah, but your hand travels
amazing.
With you. Your hand's with you. You'd have to have a robot just like dead-eyed standing in the corner of your apartment.
I think they'll get retractable. They'll make they'll find a way to make these things transformers.
Right. You know, like, which everybody would be down with.
Yeah, the table turns into a vagina.
Right.
You know, like why robot sex
seems like the best.
I mean, I'd love to try
if you could get it close to like the thing is
the
saddest part about robot sex is lugging it out and no cleaning it. That's sad to be like sitting there with your pots and pans and then like, okay, I gotta go clean out this vagina.
Well, I assume that it would take care of that all. It's not like to me if
you think be 20, like garbage 50,
you're
bags
banging this thing no
inside of it that just disposes
it just know yeah or whatever yeah it just knows that it's like a dishwasher, you know. Yeah, it just knows what it's doing.
Have you ever used like a pocket thing, like one of those?
No, I really want to try a fleshlight, but I just never
I've never
have.
Used it. Yeah. I don't know,
I'm not gonna buy one. So
cleaning it, you can't have a roommate with the fleshlight.
Yeah, well, I live with my girlfriend, so I just have to wait till she goes to sleep and then sneak
and then pull it out. Yeah. And then you just go and you're like, what do you, if you don't have a dishwasher, like, do you put it in the dishwasher?
I don't know if it's dishwasher safe. I would assume it is. Joe Rogan calls it the Kraken of Shame when you pull it out.
The Kraken of Shame? That's hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. Robot sex seems great to me.
I'd like to try it. I don't know if it's going
to
be.
I mean, I went to the Porn Awards a while back. You can see the video online if you go check it out. Frat Dude at Porn Awards. There's three videos. One of them, I went to the convention.
Right.
And the shit they're coming up with is like unbelievable. There's thing that was the porn star at home had a joystick that was in the shape of a penis.
Yeah.
And you would put the thing on your dick at home and you'd watch on whatever the connected network.
Right.
Her touching this joystick way, and then it would do it to your dick.
Right. That's incredible.
Why wouldn't we?
Well, and you sync that up with like Oculus Rift or whatever, where it's like the like immersive.
I've heard about that. Yeah,
where it's like you feel like you're, you know, it's virtual reality. It's like,
yeah,
as close,
man,
as we're,
get. Getting close. We're never, this is how the population dies out. We'll never have kids again. would we have kids?
This is the thing where everybody thinks it's going to be like only rich people have it. No, the rich people are going to trick all the dummy poor people into using it, so that way they don't reproduce, and then it's just going to be the wealthy people.
I hope. Can only pray. I hope that's how it goes.
Trump 2016.
TFM, let's make this country great again. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week as we always are every Tuesday. Keep spreading the word. Man Samp, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, dude.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Go check out IFC Benders for Schultz. It's a great show. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll see you next week.